content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Demi Arsenault from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Lion Magazine. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the November 2022 issue of Lion Magazine. We'll begin today with the President's message titled, We Are Team Lions. Hello, Lions. There's one thing better than watching a great team in action, being on the team. There are a few things I love more than pulling on a jersey, grabbing a glove, and taking my place on the field. It's hard work. It requires dedication, but it's also just so much fun. Of course, I'm talking about Team Lions. When my club goes out to serve, we do it as a unit. We wear our club shirts, we take our positions, and we use our individual strengths to help our team be successful. We aren't just a club. We're a group of caring people who are dedicated to the same mission. We all work hard and use our talents in different ways to achieve a common goal. And when we want to have a bigger impact, we grow our team. We do this by recruiting more members and also, importantly, by partnering with other clubs and organizations. There is no real way to have the impact we want to have if we go it alone. Don't be afraid to reach out to others and encourage them to join us. We accomplish big things by working together through hard work, dedication, and teamwork. Oh, and didn't I mention fun? Go Team Lions. Make a great day. Brian E. Sheehan, International President of Lions Clubs International. Next, we'll move over to our Global Service Department with a piece titled, No Starving Artists. The Dolls Lions keep painters fed as they transform their town. The Lions of the Dolls, Oregon, were excited their city was chosen for the 2022 Northwest Mural Fest, but even they weren't expecting how transformative the new murals would be. Now, 15 large murals downtown comprise a historical walking tour of the Dolls, and the members of the city's Lions Club were involved every step of the event. Northwest Mural Fest is a yearly event in which members of the Wall Dogs, a collective of professional artists, gather in a city to paint murals reflecting the identity and history of the surrounding area. The painting itself takes place over 5 days, requiring hundreds of volunteers, and the Dolls Lions provided essential support. One of the largest Lions clubs in Oregon with over 90 members, their contributions to the project included ongoing food service to keep the diligent painters and other volunteers fed through the event. Food service wasn't new territory for the Dolls Lions, according to Lion Mike Kilkenny. We've provided meals to local events for years, he says, citing the club's biggest yearly fundraiser, concessions for a local car show, and a racing event. The stiflingly hot Mural Fest weekend challenged everyone, but the Dolls Lions' efforts helped keep the artists throughout the event. The temperature was over 100 degrees. For what the Wall Dogs did in that amount of time with those factors to paint 15 murals in one swoop, it's just amazing. The murals have enhanced the Dolls, but they're also an immersive lesson in the city's rich history. Painted in an appropriately vintage style, the murals portray unique landmarks like the Columbia Gorge Scenic Highway and Cirrhosis Park, named for its founding Cirrhosis Club, a legendary early women's club. They also honor long-gone features like the Dolls Dip, a famous swimming spot on the Columbia River. We've only heard about it, says Lion Mike. Now there's a mural of it. Every morning I walk by it, and I'm amazed at how vibrant it is. The Wall Dogs murals foster connections within a community, a tenet the Dolls Lions embody. Their multifaceted schedule includes food service and volunteering at citywide community cleanup events, trick-or-treating safety support, flags for first graders presentations, food drives, and relief initiatives including the local backpack program and a comprehensive vision screening program for local school students. That interconnectedness extends beyond the Dolls. The Lions are excited that the murals will represent their local history to the many tourists who visit on river cruises during sailing season. "I didn't talk to anyone who wasn't amazed and moved by the whole thing," says Lion Mike. "And it's amazing what we all have, that we will all have these murals that people can look at for years." And next, another Global Service feature, Spooktacular Party is a frighteningly good time. Whether you're a fan of all things frightening or prefer things on the sweeter side, Halloween can be a time to take a break from your everyday routine and pretend to be someone or something totally new. But too many kids sugared up on chocolate bars and Skittles roaming dark streets can pose a potential safety concern on Halloween. Darien Lions Club in Darien, Illinois, wanted families to feel safe on the scariest night of the year and decided to create a place for kids to come together and let off steam after all their trick-or-treating. Every Halloween for the past 4 decades, the Darien Lions have put on a Halloween extravaganza at the local sportsplex. They take over the soccer field and one of the two ice rinks and decorate them to the hilt. Each year, more than 1,300 children and 500 ice skaters come out and enjoy a safe and fun-filled Halloween evening, touts the Darien Lions website. If skating isn't your thing, there's a spooky graveyard decked out for photo ops, free ice cream, the game lady who comes with armfuls of lawn games, and a magician who puts on a very popular, spooky, and spectacular show. "It's a huge hit," says Darien Lion Sherry Gillespie, who is chair of the event this year and has been working on it since July when the prizes had to be ordered and vendors booked. As a former event planner for nonprofits, Gillespie is more than up to the job, even though she's relatively new as a Lion. "My dad was a Lion, so I grew up with it," she says. But until 2 years ago, she was helping out regularly at Lions events as a non-Lion volunteer. Eventually, a fellow Lion was able to nudge her to just join already. She wasn't interested in getting credit for being a Lion, she says, but she admits that being one formally feels good. And so does seeing the grins on all the kids' faces when they step into the Lions' annual Halloween party. "The whole point is to give kids and families a safe place to spend Halloween," says Gillespie. Complete with shuttle buses for parking overflow, the event is free to all. The Darien Sportsplex has generously donated its facilities this year, and any additional funds are covered through the club's established foundation. As a large club with 146 members and counting, the Darien Lions should have plenty of fundraising capacity for years to come, but they are hoping their foundation is a way to ensure that their projects can be supported even if their club changes over the years. "We want our projects to be sustained long into the future," says current club president Mike Falco. And that includes their famous, fantastic, and frightening Halloween party. And next, we'll move over to our features department with Lions on the Run. Lions take the trip to convention by foot. Lion Marius Saeb echoed former U.S. President John F. Kennedy's inspirational words about tackling the seemingly insurmountable challenge of going to the moon when he described running hundreds of miles to raise money to support children affected by the war in the Ukraine. "We did it, not because it is easy, but because it is hard," says Saeb, a member of the Lions Club of Poznan, Poland. He was among 8 runners who just took part in the Lions charity run over 8 days in June from Lions International headquarters in Oak Brook to the finish line in Montreal, Canada, where they joined other Lions at the international convention. The runners, who came from Poland, Germany, and Ukraine, covered 638 miles, or 1,026 kilometers, between the two cities. The aim of the run, which was first held in 2013, is to emphasize the importance of good relations between neighboring countries, to promote peace in the world, and to raise money for causes that support children. Since it started, the run has taken place in 16 countries, over 3 continents, and has raised more than $300,000 US dollars to aid children in need throughout the world. The first run in 2013 recognized good relations between Poland and Germany. Two runners, one from each country, ran 236 miles or 423 kilometers between Szczecin, Poland, and Hamburg, Germany, where the Lions Convention was held. The event raised money to support children affected by devastating flood in Germany that year. Funds collected from other previous runs have gone to build schools in Rwanda and Tanzania, develop a student hostel in Nepal, and help refugees from Syria living in refugee camps in Lebanon who needed to buy an ambulance. The proceeds of this year's run will go to help children who have lost parents due to the war in Ukraine. We have already chosen an orphanage in Lviv, which we want to renovate, warm the walls, repair the roof, and furnish the rooms, Steve says. So far, the 2022 run has raised $80,000 and is still accepting donations. How much the Lions will be able to improve the orphanage in Lviv will depend on how much they can raise, Steve adds. As challenging as it was, participating in the run provided many inspiring moments, including one in which the runners visited Niagara Falls, which had been lit with the blue and yellow colors of the Ukrainian flag. The runners arrived in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, on the same day that Ukraine was accepted as a candidate for the European Union. Sieb says the runners were greeted with enthusiasm throughout the trek, perhaps because Canada is home to a large Ukrainian diaspora, second in number only to Poland. One of the difficulties of running such a long distance was for the runners to stay together, but they were committed to starting and finishing together and entered the Montreal Convention as a team. We spread our message of peace among the nations by a common run, at the same time and in the same direction with the same charity goal. We run and we serve, Sieb says. And our next feature article is titled, Upers Put in the Miles. UP Families Can Count on Lions for Support. When Rylan became sick, his parents made the 1,000-mile round-trip journey several times a month to get him treatment. They did this multiple times a month, something any parent would do when their child is diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, a type of brain cancer. Unfortunately, this is not uncommon for families dealing with childhood cancer in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, also known as the UP, often called the UP by locals, a breathtaking but remote area with limited treatment options. Families often need to drive anywhere from 300 to 600 miles one way for treatment, and as often as every day, depending on their child's condition and treatment plan. Nikki M. describes a varying schedule of daily IV chemotherapy appointments along with weekly or monthly treatments for her child. One trip for us is 523 miles round trip, she says. Although this has long been a challenge, things are changing with the help of Lion Christine Smith, the D10 Childhood Cancer Chair. Smith and her fellow Lions have supported community programs such as Camp Quality Michigan, which offers summer camp experience for children with cancer, as well as Maggie's Wigs for Kids and Kids Kicking Cancer. In fact, their efforts raised $25,000 by the end of 2020. But there was another project that Smith was working on which would change the trajectory of the Childhood Cancer Committee's aspirations. Ultimately, it would also change the lives of families struggling with childhood cancer's extraordinarily financial, emotional, and physical demands. In 2021, Smith's I Trekked the UP fundraiser caught the eye of local triathlete James Studinger. An avid biker, Studinger liked the idea of a local initiative to benefit families navigating childhood cancer. Coincidentally, in 2018, Studinger created a UP-based road race called Tour de UP, which gets its name from the local slang for the UP, Youp, and the tendency for many of its residents to end their sentences with A. Studinger and Smith teamed up to maximize the reach and potential of the fundraising. The duo worked alongside Lions and non-Lion volunteers throughout the community for the inaugural effort in 2021, but 2022 was something else altogether. It's Tour de Youp, eh? It's no ordinary road race. It's a 1,200-mile course with an elevation gain of 30,000 feet over 10 grueling days. There were injuries, mechanical issues, and even at times tears. But daunting or not, the fundraiser earned more than $50,000 in 2022 alone. And Studinger, who has since joined the Lions as a member, is quick to reflect on everyone's efforts. Lions members showed up day in and day out with support, smiles, food, encouragement, and kindness, he says. The connection with Lions clubs throughout the Upper Peninsula was truly special. A blog post on the event's website encapsulates it well. As the miles accumulate, the human story develops. During the event, Lions and volunteers met with some of the families. Cameron is just 2 years old and has had 47 chemotherapy appointments and a bone marrow transplant. To hear stories like this really pulls at your heartstrings, says Zach Smith. I had the pleasure to be there when the Lions Club presented Cameron's parents with a check to help defray some of the enormous travel expenses they had to endure. This made the 1,200-mile ride all worth it. The families connect with Lions through word of mouth or outreach, explains Christine Smith. In 2019, we knew of zero families, and now we are connected to more than 65. Our mission is to first and foremost help our families with travel, medical, and household bills. She works tirelessly to connect with the local area to make sure families who need help connect with the D10 Lions. I have connected with all of the social workers and the child life specialists and physicians, and we get referrals from them. And one such family was Rylance. In fact, there's an entire hill on the course dedicated to Ryan G. from Hubble, Michigan. He and his family were the first to benefit from the Lions Childhood Cancer fundraising. So Smith and other volunteers met them in 2021, just before the Copper Harbor Loop portion of the race. Of course, he was thrilled when James Studinger gave him a bike ride, and they made plans to make it an annual tradition. Rylan also wanted to make it back on that bike again, says Christine Smith. Instead, he gained his angel wings. Prior to Ryland's death on July 18th, his father wrote a letter to the Lions Club. In it, he described chemotherapy, stem cell transplants, radiation, immunotherapy, multiple surgeries. And for all of these, they had to travel 500 miles one way. When we were in the hospital during the first week, someone told us about Chris Smith with the UP Lions, and that if we needed any help, she was the person to call. The Lions have been like a soft, fluffy cloud and a ray of sunshine that has continued to make us feel as comfortable as possible since day one, and we can never thank them enough. And our last feature article for today, which is Lost But Never Forgotten, Lions Transform Submarine War Memorial. In late 2021, Lion David Lynn took his 96-year-old stepfather to visit the West Coast site for the United States World War II Submarine Memorial. Located at Naval Weapons Station in Seal Beach, the memorial pays tribute to the more than 3,000 submarine soldiers who lost their lives during World War II. Lynn's stepfather is a veteran and lost a friend who he worked with on one of the submarines in World War II. However, when they arrived, Lynn was dismayed at what he saw. It was just a mess, he says. It took us a long time to just find the name. Exposure to the elements and neglect had greatly reduced the visibility of the names. After some searching, the stepfather finally found his fallen friend's name. They said a prayer for him and left, but the trip had sparked something in Lynn. I got this crazy idea, he says. Lynn approached Kevin Young, a Seal Beach Lion and a 27-year-old veteran of the United States Navy, to see if he thought it could be a Lions project. young, thought it was a great idea. I dealt with submarines quite a bit during my career, he says. I was really proud to take this on as a Seal Beach project. As the largest club in North America, Seal Beach Lions asks its members to bring ideas for projects to the board. We're always open to new events, says club president Scott Weir. Even though they have several signature events each year, part of what keeps the 400-plus member club growing strong is its insistence that members bring their positions to the table. It's one of the things I asked the Lions when I became president, says Weir. Find your passion, find something you like to do. We'll help you do it. Lynn and Young had found their passion in the Submarine War Memorial. It took me a little while to get everything together in my own mind and to think about what I wanted to do and what we needed to do, says Lynn. Then he started making phone calls. They presented their idea to the board and received a resounding yes. It was overwhelming, just the support we got on this, says Young. It took several months and thousands of man hours to get the project completed. Lynn understands that volunteering with a dedicated club like Seal Beach comes with a certain amount of commitment. For a project like this, where he is a lead and there is a lot to do, there can be hours spent away from his family each week. But with that comes rewards, he says, just knowing you've accomplished something like this. The memorial has been transformed in the years since Lynn first visited with his stepfather. The names that had been so hard to make out before now are crystal clear. Strangers approach when they see Lynn there working, and they thank him for what he and the Lions have done. The submarine community is rather known for being invisible, says Dr. Darren Detweiler, a submarine veteran and one of the leads on the restoration project. To have a submarine memorial on the West Coast that is so visible and open to the public enables the submarine veteran community to have a place to recognize not only the support, the service of others, but the sacrifices that our fellow veterans have made. Detweiler had just moved to Seal Beach when he heard about the project. There was an opportunity to come and listen to a new member information session for the Seal Beach Lions, and I didn't know much about what was going on, but one of the first things they were talking about was the various projects they were working on and about how they're looking to start this submarine war memorial restoration project. I was sold at that moment. Detweiler has seen World War II veterans get rides from far away to visit the site. They take a knee to pay their respects and often need help getting up. But it makes Detweiler feel like what he has done has meaning for people. Others who have lived in Seal Beach their whole life said they never knew it was here before, but now they come by often because it's so beautiful. Maintaining the submarine memorial will be an ongoing project for the Seal Beach Lions. Every 6 months before Memorial Day and Veterans Day, Young and Lynn visit the site and clean it up. It's become our forever project, says Lynn. We'll be here to keep it going for as long as we can. It's a no-brainer, says Detweiler about the work he puts in. I grin from ear to ear when I'm working on this project. And our last article for the day is from our LCIF features, and it is titled, Kindness is Contagious. In Indonesia, more than 19 million people between the ages of 20 to 70 live with diabetes, according to the International Diabetes Federation. More than 70% of those people are undiagnosed. Some of the consequences for living with undiagnosed and unmanaged diabetes can include blindness, kidney failure, amputations, nerve damage, and heart disease. Lions Across District 307A1, Indonesia, decided to prevent these life-threatening consequences by screening more than 11,000 people in their community for diabetes and raising awareness about the chronic health condition. With support from a $23,248 Lions Clubs International Foundation grant, that's also LCIF, Lions of District 307A1 were able to expand and equip the City Mariam Health Facility in West Jakarta to combat the numbers of people living with undiagnosed diabetes, as well as help those with living with diabetes to manage their condition. If diabetes is not treated, it can ruin your life. And if it impacts the head of the household, then you're talking about the lives of an entire family, says Lion Jesse Budeman, grant administrator of the project. For example, Budeman says, if a father can't work anymore because he's lost his eyesight or his leg was amputated because of undiagnosed diabetes, then the whole family is affected. More than a decade ago, Budeman's parents, Henny and Anwar Budeman, both physicians, helped establish the City Mariam Health Facility with the support of Lions in West Jakarta. And now, 13 years later, Lions expanded the facility to include diabetes management and prevention. I feel diabetes is one of the strongest causes of LCIF because it is something you can actually manage. You don't have to live with the complications of diabetes. You can manage it, Budeman says. It's about catching it on time before it's too late, and that is what we hope our center can provide. Funds from the grant enabled Lions to purchase HbA1c test strips, blood glucose test strips, lancets, latex gloves, and stipends for medical personnel. Lions involved in the project, many of whom are medical professionals, screened more than 11,000 residents with the paper-based risk assessment, almost 9,000 people with the blood glucose test, all at no charge. I didn't know I had a blood glucose level that is too high, says one beneficiary, but thanks to Lions, the doctor explained to me what I can do to lower it. Originally, the Lions only planned to screen 5,000 people, but with the help of more than 700 Lions in the district, they doubled their goal by the end of the project. That is the thing that I love most about Lions, she says. Kindness is contagious in Lions. When we have a good project, everyone wants to take part in it. And we have time for just a couple quick pieces of club news. Beginning with the Lemon Grove Lions Club in California, hosting a cornhole tournament with proceeds benefiting Fisher House San Diego, where families of patients receiving medical care at Naval Medical Center in San Diego are offered a home away from home at no cost. More than a dozen Lions from the Aurora Noon Lions Club in Illinois took part in their Candy Day fundraiser. Lions collected $871 to support Lions services for visually and hearing impaired persons. 60% of donations collected go to the Lions of Illinois Foundation, and the club retains 40% for community service programs. And last but not least, the Mountain Home Lions Club in Arkansas prepared for its 70th annual Mountain Home Lions auction event with more than 500 items donated by local businesses. And sadly, we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. Lion Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. And again, that number is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you have a wonderful day.